Grace to you and peace in the name of our newly born Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the enduring songs of the season, and one that reminds us that Christmas isn't over when the calendar flips to December 26th, is the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. This is, of course, a reference to the days from Christmas Day, December 25th, right up until almost Epiphany, which is January 6th, so those 12 days in there. And in that song, as you well know, is recounted a variety of gifts, very specific to each one of the 12 days of Christmas. In contrast to this classic song that we have all heard for many, many years, is the parody song that came out a few years ago called The 12 Pains of Christmas, recounting a number of the things that make the whole Christmas holiday somewhat taxing and full of stress. And these 12 pains of Christmas are: number one, finding a Christmas tree. Number two, rigging up the lights. Number three, hangovers. Now, I know that doesn't apply to any of you, but anyway. Four, sending Christmas cards. Five months of bills. Number six, facing my in-laws. Number seven, charities. Number eight, children's constant nagging. Number nine, finding parking spaces. Number 10, batteries not included. Number 11, stale TV specials. And finally, number 12, singing Christmas carols. It's all a bit much, isn't it? You know, we spend weeks, maybe even months, preparing for Christmas, buying presents, decorating the house, baking cookies, listening to carols. And then in the blink of an eye, it's all over. The same radio stations that have been playing nothing but Christmas carols since Thanksgiving Day, or maybe even before, will tomorrow already be back on their regular musical formats. It's all such a whirlwind of preparation and focus and activity that it leaves us all in a bit of a daze when it ends so abruptly. Part of us is kind of glad that it's all over, while another part of us is sad to see it all end. Either way, the days following Christmas are much more about the days, D-A-Z-E, than they are really about the days, D-A-Y-S. But that's nothing new. In fact, that was the case with the first Christmas also. The birth of God's Son was so unnatural and so supernatural, and yet it was all completely natural. That everyone connected with the event was also left in a bit of a dazed state. It was all just a bit much to take in. That the long-awaited Savior, the descendant of David, the offspring of Mary, and yet the Son of God, had just been born in Bethlehem. Everyone connected to this event was overwhelmed. Consider what the scriptures say about those people who were connected to this event. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, whose son would prepare the way for Jesus, scripture says, was left speechless. John the Baptist, as yet a developing fetus, within his mother's womb, leaped for joy when he heard the voice of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Elizabeth, John's mom, was filled with the Holy Spirit. Mary, Jesus' mom, was greatly confused. The shepherds were terrified. The people they proclaimed their message to were amazed. Joseph, Mary's betrothed, when he found out that she was pregnant, was concerned. King Herod, when he learned that the king of the Jews had been born, it says, was disturbed, as was all of Jerusalem with him. The Magi, when they saw the little baby Jesus, were overjoyed. And the angels who proclaimed Jesus' birth were overcome with a desire to sing their praises to God. Everyone, and I do mean everyone, who was somehow connected with the birth of Jesus was dazed by what had taken place. They were shocked, bewildered, confused, and overwhelmed. And thus we see by the reading from the scriptures what the real days of Christmas was. But for many, that days has worn off, hasn't it? Because the words of Christ's birth have been replaced by the worries of this world. Sure, we were excited last night to celebrate the birth of the Savior and to spend time with family and friends and all the exciting activities that go along with that. But by this time tomorrow, many of us will be either back at work or back to our normal routines and schedules. And thus, in no time at all, the overwhelming emotions connected with the truly awesome holiday that we just celebrated will have subsided. And the days of Christmas will simply turn back into the days after Christmas. But that dazement doesn't have to go away. Because the wonder and the awe and the amazement doesn't have to leave us. Not if we remember the truly unique and wonderful thing about Christmas. Now, I know retailers and banks and charities would all have you believe that the essence of a holiday is tied up in the giving and the receiving of gifts. And thus, the days of Christmas is gone for most folks once the presents are unwrapped and the house has been undecorated. But we know better. We, the church, we know what caused and still causes the days of Christmas. It's all connected to the birth of Jesus. For unto us a child has been born, unto us a son has been given, and he is our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. He is our Savior. He is Christ the Lord. We can continue to be amazed and confused and bewildered and overwhelmed by Christmas because we know that God has sent his very own Son in this world to die upon a cross to pay the debt of our sin, and because he has risen from a grave to reign as our Lord and our Savior as we dwell with him in eternity. That God would love us so much that he would send his own son to forgive us and to save us is beyond all human comprehension and apprehension. And yet it's true. And that's the miracle of Christmas and the miracle of Christ. It can't help but daze us. It's so amazing that it is really more than we can take in, as it was for those first folks who encountered that miracle, who were left speechless, amazed, and full of joy. I pray that the wonder of Christmas will not wear off for you in the days and the weeks to follow, but that you will continue to be completely overwhelmed by the news and the love of our Savior Jesus. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen, and Merry Christmas. Amen.